Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to drink a toast to you and your families and simply say that I hope that you have in your lives everything that you want, everything you wish, mostly love and sweet dreams and hugging and kissing and all things like that. Salud! Hello. Well, I am sure glad to be back here again. I can tell you that, boy. And that's why I say that, because of what you just did. You're really some kind of audience. I got to tell you something, please. When Red finished and he came, went into his dressing room to change, I went in, I said, well, he said, wow. He said, it's the Third World War out there. I said, what the hell did you expect? I said, you're in my home territory here. I tell you something. I don't say this. I don't think I've ever said it before, anywhere. But if you are pleased with what I do and you'd like me to come each year, I'll come each year. I mean it. It's a hell of a lot better than playing at the Atlantic City where the audience holds up 18 chairs. The band is bigger than the room where we work down there. I must say that it's always good to come back to the east from the desert. And I do like the desert. I like living there. It's good for me. I feel well. Oh, I got to read you something. Wait a minute. I got a nice note here from four ladies who have come to see the show tonight. They are from Bloomfield. There's a story came with this thing. I liked it because it's like sounds like something I would have done. She told me that when she was in high school and you were appearing at the Adams Theater in Newark, a bunch of the kids played hooky from school. The lights went up and the principal walked down the main aisle and shouted, all you kids from Central High, get back to your classes. Wait. And the first 10 rows got the hell out of the theater right away. Oh, that's marvelous. Thank you very much for coming. And good luck to your sis. Good luck to your sis. And a lot of love to her, too. That used to happen to me when I was a kid when we go to the theater, except there was a cop who used to come down the aisle all the time. That's you.